Good morning, Packers fans. Aaron Negler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on some of the Cheesehead TV social channels. It's day five. The Facebook page is still hacked. We have no water. Our pets' heads are falling off. I see you in Vietnam with your going live on our Facebook page every night. I see you. We're coming for you. I hope Packers fans worldwide are doing well this morning with the announcement that the Packers we'll take on the New York Giants on October 9th in London at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. Going to be a lot of fun. Corey and I will be in attendance. Make your plans now. We'll have to have a meetup that Saturday prior to Sunday's game. It's going to be a lot of fun. Hope to see everybody there. And I've already seen people bitching about an early bye week and blah, blah, blah. And I don't care, man. Packers are playing in London against the Giants. That's a game they should win. Let's go. Can't wait. Very excited. Good to see everybody in the comments section. Hope you're all doing well. Happy May 4th, everyone. May the 4th be with you. That's right. In honor of May the 4th, head to the Cheesehead TV shop. You can find the link on the homepage of Cheesehead TV, or you can look in the description of this video on YouTube. Use promo code May the 4th for 10% off all Cheesehead TV merch from now through Sunday. That's promo code May the 4th. For 10% off all Cheesehead TV merch today through Sunday. Do it, people. Stay on target. Get ready for the Super Bowl with your Cheesehead TV merch. Morning, everybody. Hope you're all doing well. Big B is here. What's up, Big B? How you doing, buddy? Happy Star Trek Day. May the 4th be with you. Star Trek Day. Adam, what's going on, man? Over under 10% of chat knows the title reference. London Calling. Come on. It's a classic Clash song. But you're right, Adam. Probably I'll go with the under on that. Definitely the under. I'm going to go with. Good morning to everybody saying good morning. Dennis, Joey, Oz, Krista. Oz, by the way, I saw your comment on Patreon regarding Justice. Thank you for watching the video. If you guys haven't checked out my chat with Justice, kind of going over the draft class and what it means for the offense and defense going forward, be sure to check that out here on the YouTube channel. To answer your question, Oz, Justice has coached. Basically, he's been involved with football basically since he was 18. He worked with the XFL in their last iteration when they were around. But he knows his stuff. He knows his ball. That's why I love talking to him. He's definitely somebody who isn't blowing smoke when it comes to talking football. Adam, good morning. Brandy, what's up? Who would be chewy on the Packers staff? On the Packers staff, probably Adam Stenovich. He'd be my vote for chewy. Train in vain. Now you're talking. See, we got some Clash fans up in here. I like it. I like it a lot. That was a good talk with Justice. Thanks, Joyce. Very much appreciated. Hello from Germany. See you in London. Let's go. Let's go, Jan. That's what I'm talking about. It'll be a hot time in the old town tonight. It'll be great. Callum, good morning. Going to the Packers game in London. Thoughts on the matchup? I will be there to see you. Yes, Callum, we'll be there. I think initially, I mean, you look at it on paper, and yes, that's a game the Packers should win. However, any given Sunday, who knows what those rosters look like at that point in the season? Million different variables, but you got to like the Packers' chances. Of that, there's no doubt. Hotel booked, face paint ordered, just need a ticket for London. Let's go. Well done, John. Guns of Brixton. See, now everyone's throwing out Clash songs. I love it. There you go. Pack better prep for that flight across the pond. Travel just to California tends to be brutal on LaFleur squads. Daniel, you're not lying. Although you're going the other way. So maybe they'll get the opposite reaction. Who knows? We'll see. The D is going to dominate, big bodies, the middle, and DBs strong. Alan, I very much agree. On paper, as it stands right now, the Packers look to be continuing to improve on the defensive side. Now, they got to do the work. We'll see how guys, you know, hit the ground running, especially the rookies. If they are able to kind of progress and develop on under Joe Barry and in the scheme in year two, maybe add a few wrinkles or two. I'm fascinated to see how much more they're able to do coverage-wise with Jair in the mix. You know, they lost so much when Jair went out. It's so funny. If you go back and watch that Steelers game, where the game where he got hurt, earlier in that game, prior to Jair going down, they are mixing up some really interesting stuff, some cap blitzes, things they apparently took out of the playbook after Jair went down. I'm hoping we see a little bit, just a little bit more of that creativity, because it was exciting to see. Marcus, what's up? Great draft coverage, Nags. Glad we now have two great off-ball linebackers for years to come. For years, some of our toughest opponents had these two interchangeable guys that can tackle and cover, and now we do too. We hope, right? We hope. We're selling hope. I get it. But, you know, Walker, as much as I am, you guys know I've been talking about it. I am very excited. We have no idea what he is yet in the NFL. My fingers are crossed, and I'm really hoping he's able to hit the ground running. And to your point, yeah, the two guys on defense in the middle gives you a lot of flexibility and the ability to dictate something. If you've been watching this channel or watch parties for any number of years, you know one of the things I've bemoaned the most about the Packers defense, whether it's been under Mike Pettine or even last year under Barry, is the reactionary kind of MO as far as reacting to what the offense is doing rather than trying to dictate. And having two guys who don't have to come off the field potentially would allow them to start to dictate, which I would fucking love. No question. VM, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Hotel? Check. Flight? Check. Now hoping for tickets in London. Greetings from Germany. Greetings from New York City. I hope you're doing well, man. Moises, thanks for the super chat. Would you say that Green Bay couldn't counter the 49ers' adjustments after the opening drive, or was it solely on 12? I expected Green Bay to drop 50 after that first touchdown. That's a really good question, and it is funny. If you go back and you look, and I don't recommend doing this unless you're a really sad and pathetic masochist, but if you go back and you look at the comment section in our watch party here on YouTube after that first touchdown, everyone was on board with you, Moises. Like, everybody was talking about how it was going to be a blowout. And I say on the stream, like, okay, come on now, temper down, a lot of ball game left, blah, blah, blah. I don't think they certainly did adjust a little bit, but you know, the Packers just didn't execute. And Aaron did focus on Devontae a little bit too much and certainly missed a few guys, a few reads as far as there were a couple instances where he had outlets. There were two in particular to DeGuara in the flat that he misses. But it's like the pocket's collapsing. You got Bosa breathing down your neck. You know, I get that. It happens, you know, rapid fire. So I don't think it's major adjustments from the 49ers, but they did solidify what they were doing and played a little bit better. And I think they did a little bit of, you know, what teams used to try to do against Brady back in the day. Rex Ryan probably had the most success with it, where they did a little bit of coverage roulette, where whatever the call up front was, regardless, they could utilize their four pass rushers in different ways, but they never really had to send major pressure. But that allowed them to play lots of kind of almost spin the wheel as far as coverage comes. And that was early on. And then, you know, they kind of exerted their dominance physically in that second half. There's one instance, one drive, the end of the third quarter, where the Packers finally get back on track. And they, you know, it's after AJ gets hurt. They're running Aaron Jones effectively. Patrick Taylor comes in. They're still moving the ball. And they get down in the red zone, and they just can't score. They move the ball. They finally get down there, but they just can't execute in the red zone, something that had been a problem all year. So, you know, it's always a combination, right? It's never just one thing, especially in the game of football. But you got to tip your cap. I thought the 49ers did an excellent job as the game went on, no doubt. How do they pick who goes to London? Oh, Roy, how long you got? Well, in the new collective bargaining agreement, it was agreed that everybody's got to go to London every 4 years, at least once. You know, Mark Murphy stayed out of the fray as long as he could. And, you know, Packers fans, all the fans I see bitching about, quote, losing a home game, which essentially they're really not. Hold on, guys. Hold on. Hey, buddy, I'm live right now, but can I call you as soon as I'm done? I love you, brother. I'll talk to you soon. Sorry, that's my friend who going through a bit of a rough moment. They've you know, avoided going to London as long as possible. But there's no question that you know, now that it is mandated by the league, everybody's got to go at least once every 4 years. So the Packers are getting it out of the way early. And that was kind of in conjunction with the 17th game being added. So, you know, every other year you've got an extra home game, and the Packers' first kind of spin of the wheel, so to speak. I have no doubt the league was like, all right, you've been avoiding London as long as possible. Let's go. And it's interesting. I know we saw a headline, I think 2 days ago, that the Rams had requested that they play the Packers in London because they're sick of going to Lambeau where it's cold. You know, they lost in the playoffs a couple years ago, and they lost in Lambeau last year. It's like they're like, can we go to London and play the Packers? So L.A., New York Giants, you know, these are major market teams that probably aren't too concerned about losing gate. You know, the big reason the Packers haven't played like the Jaguars or something over in London, you know, no one's wanted to give up that home game because the Packers travel so well. And Mark Murphy has said, well, we're never giving up a game at Lambeau up until this year. So a lot goes into it there. What else we got? What else we got, Foe? Boyan G, what's up, man? If Devondre Campbell is not such a great success, do you see Packers drafting Quay Walker as their first pick? That's an interesting question. Very interesting question. Probably. I mean, I don't think they make that selection unless they really love the player, you know, regardless of, you know, don't forget they almost took Miles Jack back in the day, but then they ended up taking Kenny instead. I do think they probably make that pick still. But that's a good question. That's an interesting kind of what if. TKM, what's up, man? QB J-Love, still in the building, just saying, Pappies and Pappy Fund. What was Richard Sherman's quote on his podcast for PFF? A lot of thirsty teams out there, and J-Love is a thirst trap. you know, I'd take Brian at his word. I don't think Jordan's going anywhere, but who knows? Armin, what's up? Tyler Goodson beats Taylor in camp. I like him. He certainly got a chance. You hit the ground running, baby. Put those pads on. Let them pop. You know, it's going to come down to what he can do in pass pro. I mean, there's zero question that kid can run. I mean, my goodness. You've just got to look at any of his tape. And, you know, can he be effective in the passing game? How are his hands? I think he holds up in that regard, but it's all about pass pro. Because if you can't trust him and, you know, to keep Aaron Rodgers upright, there's no point. So, but yeah, definitely has a shot. No question. Dave, what's up, man? I feel like Green Bay really missed Bakhtiari and Jenkins even more in the red zone. Oh, you are not lying, dude. Especially in the run game. No question about it. That played out pretty much all year when Dave was out, obviously, for much of it. And well, as soon as Jenkins went down, no doubt about it. Malik Taylor is a wasted roster spot. Brings nothing to the table. Thank you, MJ. Thank you for that notice on May 4th. Thank you very much. Hmm. Didn't you see his stepbrother's reenactment with the new punter? I did see Mason's reenactment. We talked about that yesterday. God forbid if something happens to 12, we will be damn glad we have J-Love on the roster. Daniel, I think so too. I understand his start in Kansas City was a little underwhelming, no doubt about it. But as Justice pointed out in the in my chat with him yesterday, Mason Crosby makes a couple more field goals, they're in overtime. You know, it's like he got him in position to score a number of times through that touchdown at the end. You know, Kansas City just blitzed the hell out of him. I don't think Matt did a phenomenal job helping his quarterback in that game either. But, yeah, you know, it's a rough start, no doubt about it. But he's going to keep developing, getting better. And I'm with you. You know, if Aaron misses some time, I like going with a kid, first-round talent, been in the system for 3 years. I'm all about it. AMH, what's up? Thanks for the super chat. Do you think part of why Devontae wanted out is because he understood the plan would be to spread the ball around more? No. No, I don't. I don't think that had anything to do with it. I think if he's still in town, they're probably not spreading the ball around more. Yeah, I don't think that has much to do with it at all. Matt tried to play a game like 12 was under center in Kansas City. Daniel, I got to agree. I literally just rewatched that game right before the draft. And yeah, it really felt like, I mean, there's a play early on where I think it's second and short and AJ goes for 14 up the middle on a kind of a zone to the right. And he feels the cutback, hits it up there. And I'm like, all right, cook him with gas. And then literally the next play, they come out five wide spread empty. Like, no, man, this is not Aaron Rodgers. So yeah, I mean, I understand you're going to call everything in the play. Like, nothing should be off limits. I get that. But man, put your young guy in a position to succeed. Special teams was the reason we lost to KC. Yeah, it's one of the reasons, no doubt. I like how we're built. Levi, I like how we're built too. I'm with you on that one. The possibility of a jump in play from Jordan Love is still very much there. Absolutely, Zachary. 1,000% agreed. All right, everybody. I'm going to have to get going. I'm sorry I have to cut this a little short today. I'll be back tomorrow. Please do me a monster favor and hit like on the video. Subscribe to the channel. And don't forget, head to the Cheesehead TV shop and use May the 4th. That's promo code May the 4th for 10% off all of our merch from today through Sunday. May the 4th be with you. Thanks, everybody. Please, please, please subscribe to the channel. And then tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack, go.